الصلاة والسلام.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. O Allah, bestow mercy upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as numerous as the number of times as those who remember him, and bestow mercy upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as numerous as the number of times as those who neglect to remember him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. O Sustainer, shower salat and salam forever and ever upon your beloved, who is the best of all creation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and wassalamu ala man ittaba al-huda, and good evening to all non-Muslim listeners. We welcome you to this evening's program as we welcome the first month of the Islamic calendar, the first of Muharram 1431. This program is presented by Hussein Wadi. The senior technical sound engineer is Brother Asghar. This evening, once again, or for the very first Muharram broadcast, we are indeed very fortunate, we are very honored that we will be joined by our esteemed and honored scholar, Fadilatul Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Mufti Afzal Hussain Idyas Sahib, Hafizahullah, for the Q&A program. Just to tell you the format of the program for the first 10 minutes or so, until the first ad break, Mufti Sahib will be speaking to us about the significance of the month of Muharram, and thereafter, the lines will be open for you to call in and ask your questions directly to our esteemed Mufti Sahib on 0312084564. But Asghar will only be taking your calls after the ad break at 7:45. Do keep that in mind. We will not. There is no SMS line number for you today. We will not be writing down questions. We prefer going. Mufti Sahib also prefers going. Has requested that you ask your question directly to him. Unfortunately, in the past, with the SMSs coming in, we were unable to respond or to reply to every SMS. If you've just joined us, welcome to this evening's very first Q&A program for the Muharram broadcast 1430. It is the first night of Muharram 1431. First night of Muharram 1431. Time check right now, 7:34. I'd like to welcome our esteemed guest, Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, indeed a very great honor and pleasure for us, not only the Q&A, but for Radio Al Ansar and also the listeners of Radio Al Ansar nationally and also internationally, for Mufti Sahib to have joined us today to enlighten us on the many issues and the many questions that we do have. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, to begin with our Q&A, since we have entered the first night of Muharram 1431, if Mufti Sahib could enlighten the listeners on the significance of the first month of the Islamic calendar.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahamadu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. First of all, that amongst the Islamic year, the sacred months enjoy a very great significance. Hafiz ibn Kathir, that means Sahib ibn Kathir, Hafiz Ibaduddin, that's his right name, has quoted a saying from Hazrat Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He states, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed distinguish some of his creations from man and jinn. He has chosen the Anbiya alayhi salam, that means from all of mankind, he has chosen the Anbiya alayhi salam, and from the Anbiya alayhi salam, he has chosen beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam as the most superior and senior. He has granted special virtue to his zikr over all speech and talk. From the land he has chosen the masajid. He distinguished the day of Jummah from amongst the days, and Laylatul Qadr from amongst the nights. therefore respect what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered, for verily to order things due to the virtue which Allah ta'ala bestowed upon them is amongst the traits of the intelligent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Tawbah has spoken about, he says the number of the months with Allah is 12 months by Allah's ordinance on the day that he created the heavens and the earth. Four of them are sacred. That is the right deed. So wrong not yourself in them. That in these 4 months, all the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, they observed them also, and they held them sacred. And they preached their virtue to their various ummats. Likewise, when you do a good action in these 4 months, you'll be rewarded tremendously. But similarly, if any transgression or disobedience is perpetrated in these months, then the sin is multiplied. In the shariat of the various Anbiya, wars and fighting, even for just and rightful causes, was also forbidden. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described the fast of this month as the best fast after the month of Ramadan. In a hadith in Muslim, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated the best of fast besides the month of Ramadan is the fasting of Allah's month of Muharram. And the best of Salah besides the farz, the obligatory Salah, is the Tahajjud Salah. Now we can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi has classified the month of Muharram as Allah's month, and has stated very clearly that the best fast after the fast of Ramadan is the fast of Muharram, and the best Salat after Farz Salah is the Tahajjud Salah. And in another hadith, he who fasts on the day of Arafah, his fast will be a compensation for the sin of 2 years. And he who fasts on the day of Arafat, his fast will be compensation for the sins of 2 years. And the one that keeps a fast in the month of Muharram will receive a reward of 30 fasts for each fast. Now, first of all, we must understand a few things. The Tahajjud Salat, because since we are inclined towards jurisprudence, so any text we read, our mind goes towards the laws of it. Tahajjud Salat, that you can read it after Isha Salat. The later, the closer towards Sehri, the more rewarding. Some ulama ikram have divided the night into 3 parts, others have divided it into 6 parts. But unanimous decision is that the best Tahajjud Salat is just before Sehri. Minimum rakat 2, maximum 4, the maximum at least 12. And that it is not a precondition to sleep and then to read the Tahajjud Salat. A person, if he's awake, inshallah he can perform Tahajjud Salat and retire to bed. And he who fasts on the day of Arafah, now this will refer not to the Haji, because the Haji, if he fasts on the day of Arafah, it is valid. But it is best for the Haji, because Al-Hajju Arafah, Haji is Arafah, so he must maintain his vigor and strength to make dua after Zawal, because he's gone there to Arafat to make dua, to cry before Allah, to plead before Allah. Nowadays, unfortunately, person goes to Arafat and comes back and no change takes place. And also a person goes to Arafat, comes back, lengthy duas are recited and not made, and he comes back, nothing, no change. The fast in Arafat will be for the person who is not in Arafat, for the day of Arafat. And the ninth of Zilhajj will be according to the country and the place you live in, not according to when it is Yom Arafat on the plains of Arafat. But the day of Arafat, night of Zilhajj, will be according to the country you live in. Then you fast. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the fast will be a compensation for the sins of 2 years. And the one that keeps a fast in the month of Muharram will receive a reward of 30 fasts for each fast. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for Hajj. And Sahaba Ikram, more or less 120,000. According to one count, 145,000. And generally it is quoted 120,000. The Sahaba were wondering whether he is fasting or not. So they went and approached the pure wives and they asked, is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasting? So they were very educated. They called a young lad, gave him a container filled with milk and sent it to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was seated on the camel Kaswa, giving him milk because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated in the hadith that do not deny or do not reject or do not, when someone gives you milk or a pillow or perfume, do not reject it. That's why they sent milk to him. The young lad brought the milk to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took it and drank it. So he did not fast on the day of Arafat when he was there performing the Hajj. So this hadith here is referring to those not in on the plains of Arafat. But the important part for us is that when we fast, the Nafil fast on the day of Arafat, we will be rewarded. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who in Sahih Bukhari narrates, I did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam anxiously await the fast of any day which he gave preference to over other days. But this day, the day of Ashura, and this month, the month of Ramadan. So here we are also getting, when should we fast? Now in the hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we come across the explanation why the fast of Ashura. A narration of Sahih Muslim concisely explains the reason. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara and found the Jews fasting on the day of Ashura. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired of them, what is the significance of this day on which you fast? They replied, this is a great day. On this day, Allah Ta'ala saved Musa and his people and drowned Firaun and his nation. Thus, Musa alayhi salam fasted on this day as a token of thanksgiving and appreciation. Therefore, we too fast on this day. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam thereupon said that we are more worthy of Musa alayhi salam and nearer to him than you. Thereafter he fasted on this day and ordered his companions that a fast be kept on this day. Now from the above hadith, it is clear that the fast of Ashura is linked to the salvation of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Besides this, no other hadith of this category explains the reason for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam having kept a fast on this day. Inshallah, we will continue some other time. However, there is an article of ours called Ashura on our website, alislam.co.za.
For the Hasmukhisa, that brings us to 7:46, a very short break, and thereafter the lines will be open for you. Actually, you should start calling immediately on 031-208-4564 if you would like to ask your questions directly to our esteemed scholar Fadhilatul Sheikh Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Sahib, Hafizahullah, and inshallah Mufti Sahib will reply or respond to your questions right now, or perhaps you might have to email Mufti Saab in the event if it does require any explanations to your question. Very special thanks once again to Asghar for his sacrifice this evening as our technical engineer, and to you, the listeners, for tuning into this program. Before we move to that ad break, right now at the Al Ansar Hall in 189 West Road, Overport, there's a lecture being delivered by Maulana A.R. Khan. And Maulana is actually speaking to the Hujjaj that have returned. So it's a lecture for all the returning Hujjaj that's taking place now from 7:30. It had commenced right until 8:30 p.m. We'll be back with you shortly with the Q&A.
Radio Al-Ansar.
Delicate lines, intricate designs, superfine quality and a passion for detail can only be found at Hyper Jewelers. Be it a wedding, festival, birthday or a surprise, Hyper Jewelers will present to you a classy collection of beautifully handcrafted jewelry for your occasion.
Visit us at our stores at Value Center Springfield, the Chatswood Center, the Phoenix Plaza, West Street Durban, and now also in Queensborough. Visit us at any of our stores and spoil yourselves with our in-store specials.
Al-Ansar International.
Welcome back to our Q&A program on this first night of Muharram 1431, the night of Jumu'ah, time check 7:48. Once again, we will be giving you this opportunity to call in directly with your questions on 031-208-4564. 031-208-4564, and Asghar will be taking your calls directly. Hazrat Mufti Saab, Jazakallah for remaining online. Mufti Saab, one of the questions that had come in during the calls of the day, the sister says that someone who has the means to go for Hajj feels that they will not go until the call comes for Hajj. Can Mufti Saab perhaps expand on that?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is very strange, because how that person will make out when the call came is well and good, saying that the call must come and then I will go. Now, how will that person deduce or come to the conclusion that the call has come? Is that person expecting someone to come in the dream to tell her that, listen, you must go for Hajj? Or is that person waiting for some divine inspiration whereby he will be informed that the call has come? Yes, we generally say this, that when the call is there, I will go. But we as Muslims must understand the jurisprudic implication of wealth. Once you have got wealth, certain obligations automatically come upon that person. For example, giving of zakat, giving of sadqatul fitr, then charity is optional, that is. But if a person has got sufficient wealth to go for Hajj, then it is obligatory first for that person to stand up, get up, make the necessary arrangements and preparations, make the necessary bookings and proceed for Hajj. Many people also have got this while we at it, that no, I will wait, first I will get my children married, then I will go for Hajj. Although I've got enough money, but I am now going to save it and let my children get married, and when they all settled, then I will proceed for Hajj. Now the question arises, who told you that you will be able to be alive for such a long period that you will have your children married and settled, and then you will proceed for Hajj? Others have this. No, I do not have my house of my own house, so let me save money, then I will build my house or buy my house, purchase my house, and then I'll proceed for Hajj. That's also wrong. Whereas the Hadith is saying, perform Hajj, you will become wealthy. But we think that we'll take our money and build the house or get the children married, and then we will be saving money. Whereas Deen Shariat is not based upon our logic or rationality. It is saying clearly, make Hajj, Allah Ta'ala will make you wealthy. So you proceed as soon as the wealth is available, and once you can afford it, do not wait for a call. all you lot going to get.
JazakAllah for that. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, we do have Brother Abdul online. Brother Abdul, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother, your question for Mufti Sahib?
Just alhamdulillah, Mustafa, I've just been for Hajj and I have two observations which I'd like your comments on and one question. The observations are that, in fact, you just touched on one of them, you know, indirectly. That there is a general feeling that people going for Hajj nowadays, you know, they don't appear to be, you know, not much evidence in the mass. The majority of them, where there's change, you know. I'm talking specifically of like, when they come to the men folk, they don't tend to continue with their salah, you know, regularly. In fact, some of the agents, some of the people themselves, don't appear to be even performing Hajj or the Namaz. But just this one of the, on the question of change, if you can just give us a comment on your advice on that, why is it so? The other observation is that find that a lot of people now don't, they appear to tell the shaitan and then, you know, don't stay in Mina. It seems to be, you know, coming either to stay at Aziza or Mecca. And the question I'd like to ask is, on the day of Arafah, the Asr and the Zohr and Asr Salah, should it be combined, should it be read in Jamaat in separately? Jazakallah.
Jazakallah to that brother for those for that question. Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
The brother has touched on some very interesting aspects. Firstly, that Allah Ta'ala made it possible for us also to go for Hajj, and we also noticed this, that people have gone for Hajj, and if you ask anybody, especially this year, they will tell you Hajj is very easy. Hajj is extremely easy. And but we see no change for majority of them. I'm not saying everybody, but majority we finding no change. There is no regularity in Salat. Whereas Ulama Ikram have written clearly that if a person goes for Hajj and he comes back, then there should be some change. And one of the changes is that that person supposed to become regular in Salat performance. But sadly, as the brother has referred to, that there is no change, unfortunately. And this is in fact, a talk show should be held about this, that why no change. I can make certain observations and say that perhaps we think this is comfortable, easy, special services, too easy, and now Jamarat has become easy, Safa Marwa has become easy, and the money that we are taking is that a problem. So there are many things. As far as the agents are concerned, then the agents, overall, they are a disaster. Because they if they go so often, but in their lives, you don't see any, or you don't see much changes, unfortunately. As far as the penalty of Shaitan, yes, what he has observed also, this, the South African now, what he is doing, that he is penalting Shaitan, and he is not staying in Mina. According to the Hanafis, to stay in Mina is Sunnah. According to the Shafis, to stay in Mina is Wajib. And we have taken the Sunnah too lightly. No, it is just Sunnah. It is just Sunnah that has created havoc for us. That means we don't love the Tariqah, the way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and just pass it off by just saying it is Sunnah. This is absolutely atrocious. And also, I think what is the problem is because South Africans are now staying in Azizia, and some of these hotel facilities are very near Mina tents, so the South African feels, why am I staying in Mina? Although at the moment it is extremely comfortable in Mina with those big and comfortable mattresses and special services, etc. But still the South Africans are spoiled and they go and stay in the nearby Azizia facilities. This should be addressed. As far as his question is concerned, Zohar and Asr, then this is very sad. That the ruling, which is the correct ruling, is that the Asr is supposed to be performed separately and the Zohar separately, and the Zohar in the tent should be performed separately and the asr separately. And in this case, a person cannot say that he will be acting upon the view of Imam Abu Yusuf and Imam Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayhi, because when you understand jurisprudence properly, when you are a proper good mufti, then Hajj and Salat are both ibadat. And as a principle, it is necessary to take precaution and to adopt a cautious view. And in Hajj, for your Hajj to be mavrur, then it is correct that you perform your Zuhur separately and your Asr separately. And in fact, the Darul Uloom in Camperdown has written extensively on this. If you go to their website, you will find that they have done a very good academic discussion whether the Zuhur is supposed to be combined with the Asr. And according to the accepted opinion of the Hanafi scholars, that it's supposed to be done separately. But these days it is fashionable that no, I should combine it and become the odd one, the sort them out.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The number for our listeners to call is 031-208-4564. We are giving you this opportunity to ask your questions directly to our esteemed Mufti Sahib who's online. 031-208-4564. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, moving on to another question that had come in during the course of the day. Is pertaining to keeping the qadha fast that one had missed during the month of Ramadan, if you could keep those fast during this 10 days of Muharram.
Definitely, you can keep them, but understand something. Like, for example, this applies to the 6 Shawwal fast also. That, let's say, a female, because of hayz, did not keep 7 fast. Now, or 10. So, when come the month of Shawwal, you cannot combine 2 intentions. You cannot say, for example, that I'm making a qaza plus a Shawwal fast. Or I'm making a qaza plus the Ashura fast. Or the 9th, or the 10th, or the 10th and the 11th. No. You cannot combine a qaza plus a nafil. Yes, in salat, you can combine, have multiple intentions for salat, nafil salat. You can say this is salat al-safar plus salat al-tawbah plus salat al-hajat and all that. You cannot combine a faraz with a wajib or a faraz with a nafil. Similarly, that the lady, she must keep all her qaza, then, because the qaza is one that is going to be accountable for. If you miss out the nafil, there'll be no accountability for that. But the qaza, whether it is fast or fasting or salah, that you are going to be accountable for. So the correct, valid, proper procedure is that the person must keep the qaza fast first, then the 6 Shawwal, or the keep the qaza and then the Ashura 9, 10, 11. That is nafil. Ashura fast is nafil. So you must keep the qaza ones first and then the Ashura ones, and you cannot combine it.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. That brings us to 8 o'clock exactly. Brother Abdul online, I'm not too sure if it's the same. Brother Abdul. Brother Abdul, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother Abdul.
Brother, I want to know if a type is permissible to you.
Brother, can you put the volume down? I didn't hear that question properly. I'm not too sure if Mufti Sahib heard that.
I want to know if type is permissible to you.
Tripe.
Yeah.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mufti Sahib.
We should not eat tripe.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Moving on to the next question that we have, and I'm not too sure if there's a caller online. It's 031-208-4564 is the number for you to dial. We will be with this Q&A right until 8:30 this evening. right until 8:30. So, Mufti Sahib, the next question that had come in, was the month of Muharram, was there any significance besides the incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam taking place in the month of Muharram? Were the lives of any of the Anbiya alayhi salam, any other Anbiya alayhi salam, any other incidents that had taken place from their lives?
Previously, there were books written about Muharram, and also lot of incidents were attributed to the day of Ashura, and also a lot of false attributes were stated. For example, that people believed that if you apply surma on the day of Ashura, then you will not have ice off for the entire year. If you take a bath on this day, you will not fall ill for the rest of the year. And the person that who spends freely on the family on the day of Ashura, Allah Ta'ala would increase his sustenance for the whole year. Now, these were not proven. Then the repentance of Adam alayhi salam was accepted on this day. The Ark of Noah alayhi salam settled on Mount Judi when the flood waters subsided. Ibrahim alayhi salam was removed from the fire. Ismail alayhi salam was saved from being sacrificed. Yusuf alayhi salam was returned to Yaqub alayhi salam. So many like that, those incidents were reported. However, just as we have stated in the introduction, that the significance is because Musa alayhi salam was saved from the clutches of Pharaoh and his nation.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Two anonymous callers online. Caller number one, Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Your question for Mufti Sahib?
My question is regarding Qurbani.
Jika, what do you mean?
Can a lady do her own Qurbani and distribute the meat?
JazakAllah.
I listen over the air.
Okay, JazakAllah, sister Mufti Sahib.
Take the other caller.
Caller number two, Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jika, your question for Mufti Sahib?
I want to know, Mufti Sahib. I have a son that's almost 32 years old, and we as parents, we are concerned about children sitting around a certain age. But my son, he just doesn't want to us to talk about marriage, and we want to know from Mustafa, please, how should we approach him so that you know he will at least try and make up his mind.
Inshallah, Mustafa will respond to that. Has Mustafa?
First of all, the first question here,
on Qurbani,
that can a lady perform or do her own Qurbani? What I understand from this is that can she slaughter the animal herself? Yes, if she's got the courage to do so, if she's got the himmat to do so, then no problem. She can sacrifice the animal herself. There is nothing wrong in that. Male or female can sacrifice male. Obviously, the tasmiyah has to be recited. Second, that the parents of the young of this person, 32, is no more young now. A person is getting old. Should explain clearly to the person the virtues of marriage and the possibility of sinning. What they should try to find out. That this 32-year-old person, which alim he has got confidence in. So when you know which alim he has got confidence in, then approach that alim to talk to their son and to convince him that this is the age of trial and tribulation, fitna and fasad, and where there is very little of modesty left, and the person now should settle down. Also, the aspirants they can make a lot of dua. Dua tawajjud time, or dua after faras salat, or dua between azan and ikamat, dua when times are accepted, and where in the places where dua is accepted, and read some Quran, irrespective of the quantity, and make dua for their son. Allah Ta'ala will sooner or later settle him down.
Inshallah, JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. Brother Abdul online, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Ji, your question for Mufti Sahib?
Mufti Sahib, maqbool al-mabrura. I want to ask you one question. my wife, she reads one Nafil Namaz. She read in one kitab for the Marooms, 2 rakat Nafil Salah. In the first rakat, she's reading Ayatul Kursi 11 times, Al-Hakum Mutakasur 11 times, and Surah Ikhlas 11 times in the first and second rakat. Is there any authenticity to this? She read it in some kitab.
Okay, brother, Jazakallah. Mufti Sahib will respond to you. Can hear us on the radio. Shukran to that, brother. Mufti Sahib?
What other caller?
To one anonymous caller.
Call
online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I would like to
also make salam to all the radio Al-Ansar listeners and wish them Muharram Mubarak. The question, hello?
Jee, are we listening
to
you?
The question I would like to know is, there's a practice of 10 days of fast during the month of Muharram whereby people abstain from meat. I would like to know what is the Mulana's viewpoint on this issue.
Jazakallah
so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Mufti sir?
Can I answer or any caller?
Jee.
First of all, the brother with his wife's Nafil Salat questioned. There are some kitabs, and there are some, at times, remember that certain scholars wrote that they, in certain months or certain nights or certain auspicious nights, then you should read some Nafil Salah. But research, good proper research shows that most of these prescribed salah, Nafil Salat, especially when you have to read 11 times this surah, 11 times that surah, they have got no basis. They have got no foundation. And it is not clearly, categorically proven in the Shariat to act upon them. Just like, for example, there is no night Virgil in the masajids on auspicious nights. That has not been proven, but these days, unfortunately, it has become a fashion of the night or day to go and have night congregational virgil in the masajid. Just like that is not proven, these Nafil Salats are also not proven. The second one, to fast 10, remember, they have just modified the method of fasting in Islam. And we know the standard Shari method of fasting in Islam, we know to abstain from Subah Sadiq to sunset, from eating, drinking, and relationship. We know that. But now this new form of abstaining for 10 days from meat is baseless. It got no proof in Sharia, no substantiation in Islam. In fact, it is like imitation of a different religion and a cult. And we should definitely, if someone is doing it, tell them this is not proven in Shariat, and we should leave it out, discard it, abstain from it.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. 9 minutes past 8, or just 10 minutes past 8 on this first night of Muharram 1431. Mufti Sahib, concerning the caller that had called earlier about the surahs recited a certain number of times, will that invalidate the salah? Although it's not authentic what they are practicing.
See, one is the salah. The salah, Nafil Salah itself will be valid. But remember that you should not do a action in Sharia thinking that this is part of Sharia. I will repeat and explain what I'm saying. Do not do an action in Sharia thinking that this action is part of Sharia. Hazrat Ali Karamallahu Wajhu, at the time he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, he was standing delivering the khutbah of Eid. One person stood up and started performing Nafil Salat. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala told him that, stop, do not perform the Salah. So that person said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Salat is a good action. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, I also know that Salat is a good action. But you're performing this 2 rakat, this Salat, this Nafil Salat at this time is not substantiated. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do it. therefore you should not do it. So we get a lot of principles coming out from that. That no one can, mazallah, say Hazrat Ali karamallahu wajhu is against salat. No, but that salat has not been proven at that given particular time. And he is saying, after that he told that person, that I fear your vain and futile action, instead of earning you reward, will earn you punishment. Punishment for what? Reading salat which is not substantiated. So on one side, your question is saying, is it valid? So the person just read the Nafil Salat, but if he thinks this is a part and parcel of Sharia, then that person is going to become a sinner.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next question that has come in, it says, when Ibrahim alayhi salam had called people for Hajj, who was there to listen to that call?
Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam acted on the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and remember that those souls, who was there? The souls of people who stated Labbaik. So if one, the person's soul said Labbaik once, that person will go for Hajj once. And if that person's soul said Labbaik 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, then inshallah that person will go for Hajj 30 times. So his calling was not in futility, and his calling was because of the order and command of Allah. The souls, the believing souls, responded.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The number to dial for you if you would have like to ask your questions directly to Mufti Sahib is 031-208-4564. I think we do have anonymous online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, can you please put the volume down on your radio, and then perhaps we could, the technician will put you back on air because it's causing a disturbance to us. Let me try that again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Your question for Mufti Sahib?
I just want to find out, you see, if my daughter is working night shift and she works from 7 to 7, how can she cover up her namaz if she has missed her namaz?
JazakAllah for that, sister Mufti Sahib.
First of all, that I've always held this opinion that females, as far as possible, should not go out of the house, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated that they should remain glued to their homes, and to go out of their house is not good at all. However, that where they are working, they must make arrangements for performance of salah. If this is impossible, then unfortunately when they come back, then as they have missed their salah, they must perform it. So if they came back and they missed their salah, Zohar, Asr and Maghrib, then after performance of their Isha, or if they want to do it before their Isha, they should perform their Zohar and their Asr and Maghrib, their the first Salat of Zohar, Asr and Maghrib, and then perform their Isha.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. That brings us to 15 minutes past 8, 15 minutes more for the Q&A program. And to the distance, you have 15 minutes to ask your questions to Mufti Sahib on 031-208-4564. Is the number for you to dial if you do have a question. Mufti Sahib, the next question that we have, it's pertaining to the Sunnat Sada. It says that if you have missed many of your Fard Sada, is it advisable for you then to read your Sunnah, or do you make Qadha of the Fard Sada that you have missed?
As a rule, in Sharia, there is Qadha for Farz and Wajib. A jurisprudic rule is there is no Qadha for Sunnah. So for Salah, the person has missed the Faraiz and Wajib Witr. So per day, the person will make 6 Qaza. Zohar Asr, he makes Zohar Asr, the Maghrib Isha, the Witr of the Isha, Fajr. So those six a person will make the Qaza of. It is on my website, alislam.co.za, one kitab called Nafil Salat, Sunnat Salat, Qaza Salat, where I've explained and drew a chart how to complete your Qaza Salat.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. We do have anonymous online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I
would like to ask the Mufti, it's a practice in Medina during the last 10 days of Ramadan to perform a salah called Sabina Salah. And it ends before the Sehri. I just want to know if there's any reference to any hadith on the salah. JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu Mufti Sahib. And we do have Brother Harun online also. Mufti Sahib, can we take that call?
Yes, yes.
Ji, Brother Harun, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Hafiz Sahib, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, what
you are doing? You know who's Harun?
Ji.
Okay. Hafiz Sahib, and I asked the Mufti Sahib a question. On the day of Qurbani, we can make a Qurbani, and can we make Hakika? For instance, like we buy an ox, we can make three Qurbani, and can we make four Hakika? So for please, Hafiz Sahib,
okay,
I'll put it down, then I'll hear it over the radio,
okay,
right?
JazakAllah, right, Mufti Sahib will respond to you. JazakAllah, Brother Harun, Mufti
Sahib. Ji. Can I answer?
Ji, Mufti
Sahib. As far as the first question is concerned, that this I made a discussion about the Sabina Salah in our book. It is called Kitab al-Sawm. In Kitab al-Sawm, that we have written about Salat. However, understand something, that according to Hanafi scholars, we say very, very clearly that to congregate for Nafil Salat, is Makruh At-Tahrimi. That is the official viewpoint of Hanafi scholars, that to congregate for Nafil Salat is Makruh At-Tahrimi. And that is why some brothers asked that must I participate in the Sabina or must I make the Tawaf? So we are saying clearly that the Tawaf is proven and you should participate in the Tawaf. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated concerning Quran Kareem recitation, and he said we should not make Quran Kareem khatam three days. He has stipulated, he said before 3 days then that will be not good at all. And I've also discussed this masala that we are talking about in another book of mine, which is called Tarawih in Detail. So this Sabina, yeah, is a Nafil Salat, and it is read in congregation. So if you do not want to participate in that, you do not have to participate in that. The Akika and Qurbani, the brother said, for example, we have got shears. You can combine it in one animal. There is no difficulty in doing that. If a person wants to, for example, combine the Qurbani and the Akika, the person is most welcome to do so. Both the Qurbani and the Akika, both will be valid. Ji.
Mufti Sahib, JazakAllah for that. Once again, the number for you to dial is 0312084564. If you have any questions, any queries pertaining to any subject, please do call Mufti Sahib immediately. We'll give you this opportunity to ask your question. 0312084564. Mufti Sahib, the next question that has come in, it's pertaining to the sunnats for the month of Muharram. Is there any sunnats?
See, strictly speaking, that we have to value this month and know clearly that this month when we do an action, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the rewards of that action. But officially, that the what to do in this month is very clearly that Nafil Salat, 9th or 10th, or 10th and 11th. That's what we should be doing.
JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahib. We do have Anonymous online, and then we have Sister Farzana online also. Anonymous, assalamu alaikum.
Wa Walaikum salam. I want to ask Mufti Saab, in the 99 names of Allah, under the name Ya Wahab, Al-Wahhabu, this you read in the last sajda of Salat al-Duha. When you read Salat al-Duha, then you say you must read 40 times Ya Wahhabu in the last sajda of Salat al-Duha. Now, can we do this at the time of Ishraq? Because if you are working, then you cannot read Salat al-Duha.
Okay, JazakAllah for that question, Mufti Saab.
You got any other questions?
Okay, we do have Sister Farzana online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'd just like to ask the Mufti Saab if, you know, the side chanting this people do before in the last 3 days of the 10 days of Muharram, and about they put this chadar in the water. I'd just like Mufti Saab to explain on this.
JazakAllah for that, Sister Farzana. Wa alaikum assalam. Mufti Saab, we have 8:22, approximately 8 minutes left.
As far as the Ishraq and Jast, remember that these kitabs, alhamdulillah, that are written concerning the actions, that if you read the 99 names and if you read Ya Wahhabu 40 times in the Nafil Salat, and inshallah there'll be a lot of barakah, etc. Now, you may, as a rule, use it for any other Salat as well. But those authors who have written them, they are writing out of what we call Mujarrabat. They are writing out of experiences of the elders. So experiences of the elders is technically no proof in Sharia. So you can move it from one Nafil Salat to another. However, because they have written it due to their experiences, we should try as far as possible to follow their experiences. Second question, do what is proven, and if it's not substantiated authentically, leave it out.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Saab. And Mufti Saab, for some of our listeners that perhaps might have different views and opinions, is there an email address that they could email Mufti Saab with their questions directly?
Yes, definitely.
Sure.
You can go on my website, alislam.co.za, and you're most welcome. Alhamdulillah, it is a online Q&A, and you can go there and inshallah pose your questions also. Mm-hmm. Even when Al-Ansar is not on air, then you can go there and pose your questions. Inshallah, we will try to reply.
Inshallah. JazakAllah for that, Mufti Saab. Our last two callers for today. Next is Sister Najmun Nisa. Sister Najmun Nisa, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Question for Mufti Saab.
Okay. I want to know from Mufti, can a Molana make nikah for a non-Muslim boy to a Muslim girl without even asking if he read the kalima, I mean reverted? Because this boy said to his friends, over his dead body he would become Muslim. Now the nikah has been performed. He's doing his rituals and she is doing hers. Listen on, Hafiz.
Inshallah, JazakAllah. Mufti Saab, there's Brother Ahmed also online. Brother Ahmed, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Hafiz
Saab, Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum to the panel. My question is regarding Salah. Sometime when we go to the masjid, we see that a loose musalla is carried out, carried in the masjid, and it is placed sometime halfway in the masjid. But is it not more meritorious to have the musalla placed in front of the mimbar? And my second question is that we sometimes employ what you call a Shafi imam and a muazzin, and the hazan that they give is like just once, Allahu Akbar, and so on, just once. And this has been taking place recently, I noticed, because I'm 65 plus years. And also, my third question, just one more question. And we find that the four rakats of the Jummah is now read before the Qutbah. Since some people are slow readers of the four sunnat, why is it that we are now reading the four sunnat just before the Qutbah? Because for many, many years, from the 50s and 60s, we've always read the four rakats sunnat just before we enter, just after we've entered the masjid.
JazakAllah. Okay, Mufti Saab, quite a few questions for Mufti Saab already for the last 4 minutes.
As far as the first question is concerned, that technically speaking, there is no nikah there. And I cannot understand. I just hope that that is not a Molana who performed a non-Muslim boy's nikah, because there is no nikah day. The nikah is between Muslim male and female. There cannot be nikah between when either boy or girl is non-Muslim. So there is no such thing as nikah has taken place there. And if there is a Morana involved there, it is very sad. Perhaps there is gross misunderstanding of what is going on and total corruption there. As far as the elderly gentleman is concerned, that yes, these days what happens, because we don't have so many musallis, then they do not go to the actual mihrab. They bring the musalla into the center of the masjid. That is permissible. And although it is not a very good thing to do, but it is permissible. The salat is permissible. The salat with jamaat is permissible. That salat with jamaat in the masjid is permissible. However, it is not good state of affairs to move the musalla. It shows that how few musallis we are becoming. And there is no difficulty in having a Shafi Muazzin, because that mazhab is valid, authentic, reliable, and we should not quarrel over Shafi and Hanafi masail. So that is established mazhab within the fold of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat. Yes, where there are more Hanafis, they should try to put a Hanafi imam, and not put a Shafi imam, because in the recitations, etc., few places there will be some difficulties. However, the Hanafi is following the Shafi, that will be valid in most of the cases. Now, we have also modified that four rakats to, as the brother states, both are valid. That before the English lecture to read your four rakats of Sunnat before Juma, that is valid, and after the English talk before the Arabic two khutbas to perform your four rakat, that also is valid. It is question of administration, and it does not have anything to do with the Shariat has said we have to do it before the talk, or the Shariat has said you have to do it after the talk.
Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah for joining us this evening. That brings us to 8:29, and inshallah we'll be looking forward to our next Q&A next Thursday, but I'm sure Mufti Sahib has a talk tomorrow morning. Mufti Sahib, the topic for tomorrow,
inshallah, 10 o'clock till quarter 11, again we will be discussing the secrets of Salat, and why Asr Salat has, why we read Asr Salat, why we read Maghrib Salat, why we read Isha Salat, why there are seven farais in Salat, and how this Salat came about, inshallah.
Inshallah. Jazakallah. Shukran. A pleasure to have Mufti Sahib on our Q&A. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Fadilatu Sheikh Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Sahib with the Q&A. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 5:45, right until 6:30, and then tomorrow afternoon from 5 to 5:30 p.m. We would be leaving you with the following durood and the translation, and wishing you a beautiful evening, the night of Jumu'ah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin kunnama zakarahu al-zakirun. أصلي على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. Allah bestow mercy upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as numerous as the number of times as those who remember him, and bestow mercy upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as numerous as the number of times as those who neglect to remember him. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. O Sustainer, shower salat and salam forever upon your beloved, who is the best of all creation. Very special thanks to Asghar for his assistance, and to you, the listeners, for tuning in, and also for those that have called in with their questions or have called in even earlier during the day. في أمان الله مع السلامة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.